You're listening to Atlanta Baseball Talk, your weekly podcast for all things Atlanta Braves.
Welcome to show number 301. Today is Sunday, June 7, 2015, and my name is Steve. No Ham tonight, but I am joined by Curtis. And in tonight's show, we'll talk about what to do at third base, Cameron Maben's contract, and we'll revisit the Manny Banuelos trade. But first, Curtis, the dumpster fire that is the middle relief corps. So there's no pretending that it's not a problem anymore. I mean, even Freddie, and it's so interesting, is acknowledging it in like post-game comments and stuff. Earlier this week, during the Arizona series, he came out and said it was demoralizing to the position players, which I found refreshing. For God's sakes, just be honest about something that's so obvious. You know, the numbers don't lie either. The Braves bullpen has the worst ERA in the National League. So, Curtis, I look at this team, and I see heading in today, they're seventh in runs scored in the National League. They're sixth in ERA for the starters. And even that's probably, you know, that's somewhat misleading, right? Because you've replaced your fourth and fifth now with Folty and Williams Perez, and those numbers are even better. I saw the stat that DOB posted this morning that over the past seven games, again heading into today, the Braves batted .315, nine homers, 50 runs, as I said, in the past seven games, but they're 4-3 in that span due to a 5.02 ERA. So, Curtis, how much or how little would you do to shore up the middle relief?
I would do kind of stuff like what they did today, picking up these two veterans, Eveland, I'm not sure how you say his name, and Ardsma, a couple of guys that have been around and were pitching minor leagues for the Red Sox and the Dodgers and basically had deals where they were supposed to be called up by a certain point and weren't. So they got their free agency, and now the Braves have picked them up. Guys, a couple of guys pitching well in AAA, not too old, who've had experience in the majors, and just see if, you know, maybe you can catch some lightning in a bottle with one of these guys. It seems like we've swung and missed on a lot of bullpen pitchers this year. Unfortunately, a lot of opposing teams are not swinging and missing at their pitches. But yay! And there's also a lot of guys I think that they could keep bringing up from Gwinnett that are pitching pretty well. The other David Carpenter,
right?
Aaron Kurtz, Carlos Fisher, some of these guys I'm not really even familiar, but Baron Kleinknecht.
Household name.
Yeah, totally. And then Ryan Kelly is at Mississippi. He's got 10 saves and a 0.48 ERA with a 1.02 whip. So
yeah,
maybe
there's got to be something about
deeper.
Those guys, right? It's not like this is new to the front office. I don't mean, you know, the process of bringing guys up, but the, you know, the really terrible scenario they're in. And I really just wonder if the numbers don't tell the whole story on those guys. Because I was looking at AA and AAA as well, and you see guys with decent numbers, and they must believe that they, you know, they only have one pitch, or, you know, they're really playing to the strengths and the weaknesses of your typical AA, AAA hitter, and that they're just going to get creamed up here. You know, that part's just interesting to me.
Yeah, and we've seen it with Connolly and Kahn and Cunniff and all these other guys, that Sugar Ray that they've brought up who could not handle, who had maybe some limited success, or like Donnie Veal had zero success. But I know that the Braves, with even a mediocre bullpen, would be much farther along and would be a much better team record-wise than they are right now.
That's the thing. You know, worst bullpen ERA in the National League. Right. If they were middle of the pack, that would have to be three or four wins. We could be in first place. I mean, I know it's sort of easy to say, but my God, just we should have swept Arizona this week.
Yeah,
we should have swept Arizona.
Yeah, 22. You scored 22 runs in that three-game series and go 1-2.
We should have won 2 or 3. We really could have gone 5-1 this week.
Yeah.
You know, we.
Well, in the walk-off, they blew that game too.
You mean Saturday night?
Yeah, the Braves are up 4-2 in that game, and they blew that. The Braves have given up 96 runs in the seventh inning or later.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
I heard one of the TV guys was talking about it's hard to out-hit your bullpen, when they're giving up so many runs.
Was it Tom Glavin?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Well, I think it was Joe. But it, you know, it's kind of obvious, but it was well said, you know, and yeah. that's surely what the position players are feeling like now.
Well, and you mentioned Freddie, and he even made a comment today when Wood got thrown out of that game. He's like, He can't get thrown out of the game in the fifth inning. He's like, our bullpen is our bullpen. He cannot get thrown out of that game.
It's so funny. I copied down that quote as well because it struck me the same way. Our bullpen is our bullpen. Again, refreshing. You would never have heard that stuff out of Bobby.
Yeah.
Ever.
And it's even, I mean, it's not to just throw out another litany of things, but late inning close games, the Braves are the worst in opponent's average, slugging, and home runs. I mean, you, like you said, you cannot win. You cannot be competitive. And the worst part is you see it coming from a mile away. You know, I mean, when they pull starters, it's like, light them up. Here it comes.
You know, so there are some things coming down the pike, right? You've got McCurahan, the lefty, who started with the club, you know, those first couple weeks. And then got suspended. You've got Vizcaino, who we got back this winter from the Cubs in the, what's his name? God, I can never remember his name. The second baseman that we traded to the Cubs.
La Stella,
thank you. The righty, both of them coming off suspensions in mid-July. Now, McCurahan was actually looking pretty good. He had three appearances, two of them. He gave up no runs. Vizcaino was terrible in the spring. Over a 9 ERA, was walking a ton of guys. Didn't make the 25, man. But, you know, you got to figure they'll at least give him a look. Moylan is supposed to be coming soon, right? He was more of a nostalgia signing, it seemed like, than anything. And they were going to make him a pitcher slash, you know, manager. And then he was kicking so much butt in, you know, this as he started his rehab. They sent him to AAA last week and he's pitched two innings. One hit, three walks, not so good. Two strikeouts.
I mean, really?
Well, look, there's very little to hang your hat on in the bullpen. If Moylan can come in and actually get a couple outs. I mean, look, what I don't do, I don't trade a top 20 prospect. I don't spend more than $1 million on somebody. Middle relievers come and go. You got to just, you know, they just need to sort of get lucky on someone, right? I think sooner than later, they can bring in Bonuelos, who's pitching very well in AAA, but is on an innings count, right? He's on an innings limit. So use him in the bullpen. My God, use him in the bullpen. And keep finding guys on waivers or, you know, little trades for guys that are change of scenery guys, just like Ardsma and Eveland, like they did today. And just see what happens. I mean, it's kind of frustrating, Kurt. I look at 7th in runs and 6th in ERA for the starters. And I look at the, you know, I look at the Nationals who've lost lost 7 of the last 10. I'm looking up right now. Did they win against the Cubs today? No, Cubs beat them today. Okay, so they've lost 8 of 11. We're 2.5 out. Even with the worst bullpen in baseball, I really do think, and we were talking before we got on, you're like, there's no way this team wins a World Series. And look, you're probably right, but they're not a terrible team. If the bullpen was middle of the pack and they got hot at the right time, I mean, this team could do something. So it's frustrating, but there is sort of the long term that's going on. They're saving money. They're getting ready for next year in 17. You don't want to go out and trade any of the big pieces we got for middle relievers who, you know, one day to the next can really just lose it. But they got to keep trying. They got to keep, you know, cycling guys through to see what they can do. Just make it a mediocre bullpen and we start winning more games.
Yeah, and you have guys, obviously the two that you mentioned on suspension, but we also lost Altman for the season. We lost Shea Simmons for the season. So those are, I mean, it's not just that. It's the point I'm trying to make, and if I can think of the words, is that it's beyond that all these pieces are terrible. It's that you're trying to fill a lot more holes than you anticipated. And of course,
they were scrambling from day one in a way.
And of course, you trade Kimbrel 3 seconds before the season starts.
Sure.
I mean, you had those built-in replacements with Grilly and Jim Johnson there, but
But they were supposed to be 7-8, not 8-9. Yeah.
Right. And now they are. And Jim Johnson was terrible this week. So, it's difficult. And still getting on Freddie for bullpen management at this point is kind of laughable. That's like, you didn't take all the deck chairs off of the Titanic. So we're going to blame you for that whole operation.
All right, Kurt, next up is fair or foul, where I throw something out there. We agree with it fair or disagree with it foul. So first, fair or foul, make Uribe your everyday third baseman and send Chris Johnson to the bench.
I do. Almost based on defense. He's such a better defensive player than Chris Johnson is, but he is also, I think, a comparable offensive player. He's certainly been better as a Brave than in this short stretch that we've seen him. So I would kind of ride him and let it go. He's my third baseman.
Yeah. So, Uribe's numbers are better. There's no doubt. I mean, for the season, Chris Johnson's slashing .267, .318, .383, although those numbers are less since he came back from the DL. You've got Uribe slashing .290, .389, .516. Their splits are interesting, right? So Chris Johnson against righties is .179. Against lefties is .429. Now, keep in mind, they're both righties. Uribe splits .273 against righties, .208 against lefties. So to me, I keep running Johnson out there twice a week just to keep him on the radar. Send him out there against lefties so his numbers continue to inflate so that you can trade him. The trade deadline's coming up. Don't let people forget about Chris Johnson, because it would be great to get rid of him and that $7 million a year and use it more wisely. So foul for me. All right, Curtis, knowing what you know right now, fair or foul, Cameron Maben is worth it as your starting center fielder in 16 for $8 million a year and 17 for $9 million a year, which are the terms of his contract. He's a free agent in 18. Fair or foul, you keep him in place, spend that money.
I go fair. I don't really think that's for a starting center fielder. That's really not that much money. I've been pleasantly surprised. This guy's a first round draft pick by the Padres.
Yeah, like number 10 overall or something.
Yeah, and they gave up on him, and he's from Atlanta or from the Atlanta area. So maybe the comfort level's higher being back here. That park out there is a different type of park. This is a hitter friendly park. So, I like what I've seen so far, and he gives you speed at the top of the lineup that I like a lot. So yeah, I'm willing to spend that money.
Yeah, I love Maben this year. It's, for one thing, it's like a gift. He was such a throw-in from the Padres. We want to get rid of him. If we're going to take all your trash, you need to take some of our trash too. All of our trash being, Melvin, of course.
Right. Can we call him BJ since he's not on the Braves?
Since he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
However, his slash line this year is .286, .364, .422, which are career highs in all three categories for any season that he's played at least 50 games. However, it's career highs for all three categories. How much of it is change of scenery, mirage? How much can you trust in this? You've got Malik Smith in AA Mississippi, who we got in the trade. For Justin, he's slashing .337, .403, .408, 18 stolen bases. To me, if the plan is to get a proven guy in left and you can sell high on Maben, I say foul, and I would go elsewhere and use that money in a different way. All right, Curtis, let's review another one of the trades from this past winter. This time, let's look at the David Carpenter and Chasen Shreve for Manny Banuelos trade. And here's how they're all faring this year. So David Carpenter, not faring so well, was DFA'd by the Yankees earlier this week. He posted a 4.82 ERA and an even worse 5.31 FIP. Chasen Shreve, also still with the Yankees, very nice 2.22 ERA, 3.12 FIP, and his WHIP is below 1. And he's a lefty, so clearly that's working out nicely for the Yankees. Banuelos is starting for AAA Gwinnett. He has a 2.11 ERA and 11 starts, 26 walks to 53 strikeouts. So, Kurt, again, knowing what you know now, do you still do this trade?
Yeah, it's worked out obviously very well for the Braves, especially if David, the other David Carpenter, ends up back in our bullpen and pitches well again for us, because you would certainly take a guy that's pitching this well as a starter straight up for a left-handed reliever, which is effectively what that trade has become now. So
no doubt. And you see, the brilliance in the trade with the Dodgers is now you've got Uribe on the Braves.
That's right.
So when Carpenter joins the Braves again, the whole voodoo hex is sort of gone.
That's true. It's a closing of a circle. I like that.
Indeed. Yeah, I mean, it is. Banuelos looks like he could really be good, right? He's either a piece of the starting rotation next year or a pretty enticing trade chip. Either way, we turn Chasen Shreve into something much, much bigger than he is.
Right.
So, you know, again, a really another very nice trade by John Hart. All right, Curtis, let's move on to finding the silver lining. What can you hang your hat on this week?
Which, not much. But Freddie Freeman was otherworldly. He went 10 for 28, 4 home runs, 9 RBI, only 1 strikeout, slash 417, 464, 958 slugging. So that's a pretty good week. So he is my silver lining.
I thought he only had 3 home runs. He had 3 in the Arizona series. Did he hit one?
Oh,
against
this is last 7, so
okay. Yeah. Well, because you know my shot in the dark is tied to this,
right?
I get to gloat in a minute.
Got it.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Maben. Speaking of Maben, he hit 578 this week with 4 RBI and 2 stolen bases. It's really,
trade him
again. It's it's been a revelation. All right, speaking of shot in the dark, so let's talk about Shot in the Dark, our prediction for the coming week. But first, our listener pick for this past week was from Team ATL10 on Twitter. He predicted that Cody Martin, who had just returned, he predicted that Cody Martin would not give up a single hit this week. So Martin had 3 appearances this week. He gave up 2 hits on Wednesday in Arizona, 1 hit today, and 2 runs in that appearance in Arizona. But for one of our relievers, that's pretty good for a week. You know,
that's a shutdown.
Exactly. All right, Kurt, before we talk about our predictions for this week, let's check in on what we did last week.
So, Kurt,
you predicted that the team would go 2-0 in the 2 starts by Folty and Perez, and that between the two of them, they'd give up 1 earned run overall.
Gooch.
So Folty gave up 4 runs in a no decision, and Perez also gave up 4 runs in a no decision. Not so much. Ham predicted that Andrelton Simmons would reach base in every game this week. He did not reach base either Tuesday or Saturday. And I predicted that Freddie would hit 3 home runs and bat over 350 this week. He hit 391 with exactly 3 homers. So I win. I'm off to a 1-0 start.
That's back-to-back weeks for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Did you see that Michael Keaton got in a heckling fight with a Braves fan?
Yeah, a Braves fan who was making fun of McCutcheon or something?
Yeah, right.
Is he a Pirates fan?
Apparently he is a Pirates fan.
That's funny.
And as he walked out, he did the point at the scoreboard.
Nice.
Oh, and then he said, I'm Batman.
All right, Curtis, what is your shot in the dark for this week?
Well, since I've picked the Braves the last couple of weeks and have single-handedly destroyed their careers, I'm now going the opposite direction. Since we have basically half of our roster coming in on the Padres, I'm picking all Padres, all revenge games. Kimbrel 2 saves, Justin bats over 350, hits 2 homers. Even Melvin gets in on the act and has 3 hits.
Yeah, so let's talk about Melvin for a second. So he was activated from the DL this afternoon. They sent someone down. He's on the 25-man. And the timing is really crazy that San Diego arrives today. Do you think he gets a start? I mean, don't you think the manager is at least thinking about the fact that
he's terrible.
He's just that he's just going to get booed mercilessly here, and why start his career as a Padre that way?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
I said that to my 14-year-old today, and he's like, "Daddy, he's a major leaguer."
Yeah. I think that they have film of what Dan Uggla just did on his last trip to Atlanta, and they've been just running that on loop in Melvin's iPad. So
God, yeah, it'd be interesting. So on record, I think he just does nothing. I just refuse to believe that he has, you know, rediscovered his swing and has fixed all his mechanical flaws and is going to come out there and hit. Don't believe it.
Absolutely not.
All right. Ham phoned in his, and I mean that in both ways.
Yeah. Mailed in.
He mailed it in. Yeah. He says that more than half of our relievers give up more than two runs this week, which frankly has been like the last 5 weeks. So I don't know what Ham is doing.
Are you going to let him know about that when he gets back on the show?
Next week. Oh, of course.
That you mocked him?
Yeah, of course.
Good.
All right. My shot in the dark is that we sweep the Padres. Four games, baby.
I'm not even gonna comment.
All right, let's look at the week ahead, Kurt. But let's look back on our predictions for last week. So we all predicted 4-2 for the week that just passed, and of course we went 2-4. So
God, that Arizona series was just
We just had all those games.
So terrible.
Yeah, it really was. All right, so Kurt, coming up this week, 4 at home against San Diego and then 3 in New York against the Mets. And the matchups are Shelby versus Ian Kennedy and his over 6 ERA, Folty versus the 7-0 James Big Game Shields and his 3.58 ERA. I like to say that because he's so not Big Game, James. It's just so great. Williams Perez against Tyson Ross and his 3.75 ERA. And the last game with San Diego, Tehran versus Andrew Cashner with a 4.05 ERA. On to New York against the Mets. It's Wood against Colon, who has a 4.52 ERA. I was surprised, actually, that his ERA was that high. Miller versus DeGrom and his 2.37 ERA. It's a pretty sexy matchup. And then finishing up with Folty Syndergaard and his 3.77 ERA. And again, we miss Matt Harvey. So, Curtis, what do you got? Hammy's going 2-5 this week. How about
two
you?
And wow,
Hammy
three,
gets really down on the Braves when he's out of town.
And when he's not here to take the shots, I'm going 3-4, split with the Padres, 1-2 against the Mets.
Are you saying that Hammy is basically like an American League pitcher who will bean people knowing that he's not coming up to bat?
Exactly.
All right,
he's Pedro. He lives in Boston. It's an apt.
All right, so I'm going 5-2 because we're sweeping the Padres, and then we're winning one in New York.
Silliness.
And on that silly note, that is the show. So everyone, please make sure you have us in your RSS feeds or subscriptions on iTunes or Stitcher so that you don't miss any of our weekly shows. And as always, check us out at AtlantaBaseballTalk.com for past shows, to check out our blogs and to post in our comment section. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at ATL Baseball Talk and to like us on Facebook. Thanks again for listening, everyone, and go Braves!
Thanks for listening to Atlanta Baseball Talk, your weekly podcast for all things Atlanta Braves. To find new shows, to post in our forum, or to send a comment, please visit us at AtlantaBaseballTalk.com. Had to admit-